Yeah, Martin, it is, for good reason. And, you know, the president and the administration continue to get pressure from here on the Hill, not only from Republicans, but also from Democrats. There was a sense that they were not being explicit in how they wanted to handle this situation. Now, it did become much clearer today, at least we now understand from administration officials, a couple of basic things, like who is being turned away, which migrants are being allowed in, and what happens when they're on American soil. No immediate plans for President Biden to visit the southern border. This as his administration scrambles to deal with the surge of migrants. Today, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the country is, quote, on pace to encounter more individuals on the southwest border than we have in the last 20 years. He says now most families and adults are turned away while unaccompanied minors are not.
They've relaxed enforcement. They have quit building the border wall. They have, quit deportations.
Republicans on Capitol Hill say President Biden's reversal of many Trump immigration policies directly encouraged the surge.
When the previous administration was in office, it kept stability at the border. There was order. There was discipline.
A group of Republican senators plans to visit the border later this week. Meantime, the White House ordered FEMA to help with overcrowding at migrant detention centers.
It's a challenge, and the new administration deserves an opportunity to respond to it.
The president's allies want the White House to work with Congress on a more long-term immigration fix. That means addressing conditions in countries like Honduras, Guatemala, and El Salvador, driving migrants to a desperate journey north.
It's spilling out not just to the United States, but to Mexico, to other countries. And it's not fair to us, but it's not fair to the poor people to be born in a country that's completely ungovernable.
Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren sponsored one of two immigration bills expected to pass the House this week. But Congress has struggled for decades to agree on an overhaul of immigration laws, and this year is no different. A deal may be hard to reach. Are you able to do that in a comprehensive package, or is that going to have to be done piecemeal?
Well, I would like you look. My strongest desire is to pass comprehensive immigration reform. I've felt that way since 2013 when the House blocked it, and we'll do everything we can to explore that area.
So we're going to have to see if that happens at all in the Senate or in the House here. One quick clarification. Some Democrats have come out today, at least, and told us that they were happy that one of the Trump-era policies was reversed, and that was turning unaccompanied minors away. They say that's no longer happening now. We've heard from other people that had served in the previous administration that wasn't happening. Just to clarify that, Customs and Border Patrol says that unaccompanied minors in the previous administration were turned away if they tested positive for COVID, and there were a few thousand who fell into that category. As far as we understand, that is not happening now. Unaccompanied minors are being taken in and processed, and as we know now, 80% of them are being reunited with family members here in the United States. Marnie.